Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. I'd like to introduce our producer, Zach. Hey, Zach, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. So I got a question for you. Do you have any daily rituals that you do? Anything that you use to reflect on your day?
I exercise every day. Try to, anyway. pretty regular routine.
Good. So one of the things that I know a lot of us do, we get in our heads, we're our own worst critic, but sometimes what we don't do enough of is the self-reflection, right? The self-discovery. And that is what we're going to really discuss today during today's episode, is digging deep, is self-empowerment, self-reflection, and self-discovery through regular rituals. And I'm really excited to introduce my guest today, Katie Dazen-Weimer. And Katie's a photographer, a writer, and a tarot reader who heavily focuses on the natural world, our place in it, and how it connects us to spirit and ultimately ourselves. Katie lives in Whitewater, Wisconsin, in a cozy home with her husband and two cats. And I'd like to thank you so much for being with us today, Katie.
Thank you for having me.
So, Katie, as you are a self-love advocate and journaling extraordinaire, you know, that's where I want to start. I want to begin with journaling. You know, first, I believe there are some misconceptions or preconceived notions about journaling. So what is journaling?
Journaling is really honestly anything that you want it to be. A lot of people do actually assume that journaling is like where you sit down and you have a mind dump. So some people think that that's what journaling is. Other people use journaling for keeping things organized. And so a lot of times people will make their lists and they'll do their bullet points and they'll talk about the structure of their day the next day. And occasionally they'll write down something that happened during that day, as it relates to work or something like that. I definitely use journaling as a self-reflection tool, in the sense that I treat it as if my journal is asking me questions like a friend would ask questions, or even a therapist or a doctor or whatever. That's how I use journaling.
So from a prompt perspective, what are some of the prompts that you might use on a daily basis?
So sometimes it depends on like different things that I've read. So if for whatever reason there's an article that, you know, really inspired me one day or even challenged me, depending on the current like political climate or, you know, socioeconomic climate or something that might be happening in our world, if I feel inspired or pushed in some way, then I'll be like, okay, how can I take this text here and ask myself a question so that I can actually reflect on why I was physically moved in some way, whether it was moved to anger or moved to feeling peaceful or something like that. So I will take, you know, that text that I read, and I'll form questions based on that. And I do that using astrology as well, astrological happenings. And then sometimes I'll just be like, you know, I'm really frustrated with X, Y, or Z right now. Why is that? And so I'll ask myself, why are you frustrated about this thing, that thing, this thing? Or why are you feeling super excited about, you know, X, Y, or Z?
And I think sometimes we forget, as maybe even a preteen or teenager, we might have kept a diary, you know, hidden under our mattress. You know, it was really a place to confess our struggles or our fears or our desires without judgment or punishment. And it really felt good. I mean, for me personally, anyways, it felt good to get all those thoughts and feelings out of my head and down on the paper. And it seemed to be a lot clearer when I was able to do that. And then I feel like somewhere along the line, you know, we stopped doing that, right? And then once we got into, you know, that was just a childhood thing, our diary, our wishes, you know, about boys or school or anything like that. But I really think the concept and the benefits still apply. I mean, maybe it's not your diary anymore, it's your journal, and you simply write down your thoughts and feelings to understand them more clearly. But what are some benefits people would see with journaling if they're doing it on a regular basis?
Oh my gosh, so many benefits. I think there's a self-acceptance that comes from writing things down, but I also feel like that is one of the things that people are afraid of. They're afraid of what might come out of their head. But in reality, a lot of times just getting it out actually makes it less bad in our minds, because our minds can spin things out of control. And so just putting it down on paper and looking at it creates like an unbelievable like self-compassion and self-acceptance that you might not have if you're just allowing it to swirl around in your brain constantly and possibly growing worse. If they're frustrating thoughts, of course, or angry thoughts. But I feel like other benefits are also like peace, for sure. Getting stuff out tends to feel like, I just took like a really deep breath. I just like let that kind of stuff go. And then also, if you allow yourself to be free in your writing, occasionally it can lead you to a point of clarity that you didn't even know that you needed. And so sometimes I'll be writing so much and so fast that all of a sudden I have these personal breakthroughs that allow me to finally like move forward with something or to relax on something. Or, I mean, I've created some pretty big shifts in my life just from writing through it, because it's like, oh, I never thought about it this way before. It's totally like having a conversation with a friend, but you're technically talking to yourself.
Yeah, no, and I think the big thing about it is that you need to learn to be honest with yourself, that it's that, like we said, the self-reflection, but the self-discovery is that we can't get into the habit of lying to ourselves, because journaling will help control some of the symptoms and really help prioritize your problems, fears, or concerns, and help to track any symptoms day to day, right? So it's kind of like when you do a food journal. I mean, that's just one segment of a journal. It's,
oh yeah,
I do that, like, what did I eat today? And how did I feel after I ate it? Because then I can see, well, this is what I ate yesterday, and maybe this is why I'm feeling miserable today, or lack of energy today, or whatever that might be.
Oh, and yeah.
I think that is the opportunity, because you can go back and look at those things.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, there have been times where because I keep all my journals. I have way too many to count. I could probably start a little library in my house. I've kept everything since about third grade. But I have been able to go back, you know, years and see trends in the way that I handle winter, or shifts in the way that I handle situations with friends. So I can see when growth happens. I can see when I'm still stuck somewhere. That's also created, like I said, revelations around like, oh, okay, so I'm not crazy. This is how I feel every winter. I feel stuck. I feel stagnant. I feel cooped up. I, you know, start to have physical issues because of that. And like, here's my way out of it. So I've been able to like see that type of thing and move forward in ways that are healthier for me to not feel so stuck. So yeah, definitely your own personal history for sure.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it is when you start having those realizations, you can get to them before they happen, right? So if you know through the self-reflection and through looking back at your past writings, it's becoming winter, it's becoming, especially for folks in the Midwest, you know, you start getting colder, you start getting less time outside, your feelings start changing, your emotions start changing, and okay, I know this, so I have to do X, Y, and Z to make sure I can maybe prevent that.
Yeah. And sometimes I actually enjoy the cyclical nature, and that's why I consider journaling such a sacred ritual. There's a cycle as well that I go through throughout the year, and I actually look forward to different times where I know that I'm going to hermit. You know, like almost the entire month of November, I tend to be in my own head, really just like reflecting on my last year, because November is my birthday month. And I enjoy that. I used to be afraid of it because I thought it was me feeling a weird shift between fall and winter, only to come to realize that it's actually my time to really like internalize a lot of the stuff that I've done the last year of my life. And when I had noticed that trend in my journals, I was kind of like, I look forward to November every year because it's me. It's my time to be able to just be with myself.
Well, what is the biggest self-discovery moment you've ever had during that time?
During like during
your November,
November hermit time?
Yep.
A lot of times that is when I understand my own personal growth. It's when I really actually take the time to assess how far I've come. And so a lot of times it'll be like, ooh, I really didn't like this about my last year, and I will not repeat that next year, whether it's a behavior or whether it's something with my business or something with a friend or something. So I've had pretty significant revelations around, my own personal growth or like my relationships with others or my business.
And those are big, you know. What would you tell our audience for some tips and tricks for creating and maintaining a successful journaling practice?
I would say the biggest thing is to try to write a little bit every single day, and usually at your favorite time of day, because I feel like that's when you're most open to sitting with yourself. So a daily practice is especially important. It is hard, but it is important. And then also, it is scary to open a fresh page and feel like you need to write something. But if you imagine your journal asking you questions like a friend would, and then just start answering those questions, I think that's an easier way into it than just like a fresh mind of like, oh gosh, what do I put on this paper? So that's what I would say is two of the things that I would try first.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be this lengthy novel that you're writing. You know, I think keeping a journal helps you create order when your world feels like chaos. And really it's getting to know yourself by revealing your most private fears and thoughts and feelings. And I think those are, you know, that's a way to de-stress and wind down. So maybe think of it as a relaxing and soothing time as opposed to a chore, because anytime anything feels like a chore, you're going to be less likely to want to do it.
Definitely. And I would say that even if it's difficult to just jump right in and start dumping, a lot of times what helps me if I don't actually feel like writing very much, but I know I need to reflect, is I'll just go through and write about my day. And sometimes it can even sound like I'm a little kid again, where I'm like, well, this morning I woke up and I had toast for breakfast. And then after that, I went for a walk around my block and it was really pretty outside. So I'll start with that. And then from there, I'll say like, well, how did I feel while I was eating that toast or going on that walk or whatever? And you can go deeper.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. So journaling is a great tool for self-reflection, self-discovery. And what we're going to do is we're going to come take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to really go to how rituals such as tarot readings can create self-reflection. You're listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Step into your highest potential and tune into embodying your higher self. Tools for Conscious Living with Michelle Champaka. You can listen on TransformationTalkRadio.com or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Michelle is an energy healer, intuitive, and shamanic practitioner dedicated to helping you heal and transform your life. For more information about sessions, coaching, and upcoming workshops and retreats, visit spiritweaverjourneys.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing," or "just doing my job," when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you "great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on transformationtalkradio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. Well, welcome back, everybody, and thanks again for joining us today, Katie.
Yes, thank you for having me.
During the last segment, we discussed the benefits of journaling and how it can be used for self-reflection and really self-discovery. I want to discuss with you, Kitty, another maybe more non-traditional method, that of tarot. So people have turned to tarot for hundreds of years, but for our listeners who may not be familiar with this, Katie, what is tarot? Tarot cards, tarot readings?
So tarot cards and tarot readings are definitely used for spiritual guidance in a way. There's a misconception that it's like fortune telling, and in actuality, when you really sit down and play with the cards, they're more of a way to kind of look inward, and they're another form of prompts similar to asking oneself questions in a journal, because depending on what comes up in the reading, it allows for you to be able to think, oh, okay, do I have that kind of going on inside, and how do I utilize that energy or that message to create a better like forward movement? Yes.
So give us some examples of how they may be used as self-care. Like if you got a certain tarot, how would an individual, without so much being prompted by the reader, to be able to use that as a self-care tool?
So the way, when I first started using them, I did a lot of mind, body, spirit readings, and it's just three cards and you sit with the deck and you kind of just envision like the question that you have in your head. And, you know, lots of people use different types of ideas when they are shuffling their cards. So they can think like, oh, I'm asking God a question right now, or I'm asking the universe, or I'm just asking spirit in general, or the energy of like this room in general, to kind of provide an answer or guidance in some way, shape, or form. And so I'll usually shuffle the deck while thinking about, you know, what is something that I need to hear right now? What's a message that I need to receive? Or I could ask a specific question, you know, why have I been feeling so off lately, or something like that. And then I'll draw the three cards, and you can draw right from the top, or you can draw, fan the deck out, and you can draw randomly if you feel like that fits. And then from there, each card has its own little message for the mind, for the body, and for the spirit. And then a lot of times what that ends up doing is, if you are very intentional in the way that you kind of infuse your energy into the deck and also pull the cards, a lot of times you will end up with a message that is super tailored to the way that you've been feeling, and can provide some deeper insight or a particular guidance that pulls you out of that energy if it's energy you don't want to be in.
So do you have recommendations for folks? Because if they're new to this, they've never, you know, they've only heard of it, or maybe they've gone to somebody for this, which kind of gets into that whole fortune telling aspect of it. But if they're doing this themselves, how did one pick a deck, right? How would one want to use the energy? Is it what does this deck feel to me? What would be a recommendation on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big fan of going to a place that has physical decks so that you can actually touch it and look at it, because a lot of the times you will choose a deck that feels right for who you are as a person. Because you can have decks that range from very basic, simple, easy to read. You know, sometimes that has to do with animals, or, you know, plants, or something that you might feel drawn to. And then it goes all the way up to things that are a lot more complex, that might have like much like lengthy descriptions that might actually require you to sit with your reading for like an hour, because there's so much to read. So I would say definitely going and looking at decks and feeling them, looking at them, touching them, reading the little descriptions of what really the intention of the deck is, and start there. And then the books, the guidebooks that are in a tarot deck are usually very helpful too, with how to use the deck and play around with different spreads and stuff like that. But I also do feel like if somebody is interested in tarot but doesn't quite feel like doing it themselves yet, finding a person who does tarot readings that you feel comfortable with can also be very powerful, because then you get some interesting insight right off the bat that'll help you figure out if you actually could benefit from tarot readings.
Right. So you're look for a really personal and intuitive connection with the cards itself, right? Explore the imagery of each of the cards so that you have that connection. And you also, you know, consider your experience level, right? So, you know, what is your personal experience? And if maybe it's not any at all, like you said, go to somebody who actually does it. And I think, what about what the intent of what you want to use the tarot cards for? You know, if you're trying to find something that's an earth-based ritual or practice, or maybe an inner goddess or peace and calm, do different decks have different meanings?
Yeah. Absolutely. I have decks that I have noticed throughout the years using them that intuitively I would go to for something like, if I'm physically feeling off, there's a deck I have that really feels like it has answers for the physical body. And it's funny because it doesn't actually say that that's exactly what it's for, but it's the messages of the cards that tend to be more earthly, grounded based. So it makes you feel like you're grounded. It makes you feel like you're stable. And then you can kind of take messages from those cards to apply to your physical body. And then I have a deck that is completely spiritual. Everything about it feels very much like it fits my spirit and messages that my spirit needs to hear in order to heal in one way, shape, or form.
And how does one use it for self-reflection? So if I get a reading, you know, maybe you can walk through a sample with me. So if I have a question in my mind and I'm, you know, asking the tarot to provide me guidance, how would I use that as a point of self-reflection and self-empowerment?
Yeah. So if you, let's just say you decided, I just want general guidance because, you know, I've just been feeling maybe confused lately or something, then something as simple as, like I talked about in the beginning, the mind, body, spirit readings, those ones, then you could actually sit with your journal and you can write down, first, you can write down your intuitive feelings about each card based on the colors, based on the shapes that are in the card. If there's actual beings in the card, like an animal or a person, then you can kind of describe that and then how that relates to you. And then from there, you can read that particular card either online or in the book that's provided with the deck. And then you can ask yourself questions based on that or just kind of work through it. And from there, use that as a launching point to reflect further. So like if you receive some kind of message from that, then go off of that. Like, oh, okay, so this is saying that right now my mind is, this card is telling me my mind is really cloudy and, you know, I need to like move through this cloudy energy and reach for more clarity. And so then from there you can say like, why has my mind been cloudy? What do I feel like has been making me feel foggy and bogged down and so on and so forth.
So have you had any big, similar to that of journaling, have you ever had any big self-reflections or aha moments from doing this?
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes to the point where it makes me mad in a way that I hate that it's so right, because I'll just be like, you know, sometimes it's an answer I didn't want to receive because it might require some work or something. And so there will definitely be times where I'm like, oh man, I didn't want to hear that, but then I knew it was coming. And like now, you know, now I have to shift this thing this way, or I have to confront this friend who's been bothering me, or I, you know, whatever it is. And so yeah, it usually ends up making me laugh because I'm like, oh man, you know, that was so right.
Right. And it is, it's those little things when you know, but your mind doesn't want to maybe accept it. And then something like this happens. So it's great because, you know, not everybody's into these sort of things, but it's a non-traditional way to really see if you're on that right path.
Yes. And again, I feel like, so same thing with journaling. I feel like both journaling and tarot are non-judgmental ways of receiving information and receiving information that you need to hear and need to feel and need to sit with. And sometimes when we do that with people, we feel triggered because we're also triggered by that other person's energy, right? So it's different. It's the same as talking to a friend, but it's different in the sense that you and a friend are talking, you're providing your advice, or you're providing your questions. Your friend is trying to give you advice, but they're giving you advice from their experiences. And so what ends up happening is some tension might get created or defensiveness starts to happen. When you're sitting with your journal or your cards, you're sitting with yourself. And so like your own self is coming up with stuff to ask yourself or things that you know need to change and things like that. And like, yes, maybe sometimes you'll get mad at yourself or feel triggered by your own thoughts, but it seems like a very non-judgmental way of arriving at revelations or, you know, your own questions to help yourself.
No, and I think that's what we need to do, right? That's what self-reflection is all about. Mm-hmm. So let's take a quick break. But before we do, Katie, tell folks how they can reach you whether it's social media, your website, how can people reach out to you if they're interested maybe in a tarot reading or a mind-body reading?
Sure. Mind-body-spirit. I'm on Facebook, and my name is just Katie Daixon on there. So facebook.com/KatieDaixon, D-A-I-X-O-N, or Instagram, same thing, Katie Daixon. And then my website is www.katiedaixon.net.
And that's www.katiedaixon.net.
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you, Katie. When we come back, we will discuss moon circles. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. I'm Daniel from intuitionwisdom.com.
And I'm Dr. Pat. We've got something super special. What a generous gift. Wow.
It's time to discover who you really are. And we're offering a free intuitive reading on our website at intuitionwisdom.com. All you got to do is take the step to become one with the universe, and the life purpose is that bridge. So please come to our website, intuitionwisdom.com.
That's intuitionwisdom.com. Life purpose unlocks abundance.
Message Delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Message Delivery is an inspirational show about the journey to enlightenment and spirituality. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit AngelMessagesToYou.com. That's AngelMessages, the number two, the letter U.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode or previous episodes, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. We welcome back our guest, Katie Daixon-Weimer. Katie, remind folks how they can reach you.
So I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/KatieDaixon, KatieDaixon, and it's the same on Instagram, instagram.com/KatieDaixon, and then my website is www.katiedaixon.net.
And you can find all that information on the Transformation Talk Radio, Get Rooted Radio page. So if you didn't catch it, didn't get a chance to write it down, you can check it out there and message her, message myself if you have any questions, and we can get you in touch with Katie. So we've discussed journaling, which is a pretty, for lack of better terms, normal, traditional way of self-reflection and self really empowerment. And we also talked about tarot during our last segment. And now I want to get into another non-traditional method, because I feel like all different ways to explore ourselves and do some self-discovery and self-reflection, the more possibilities we have, the better, and more ways we can dig deeper. And that's what, you know, this is all about. And that is moon circles. So moon circles are inspired by ancient traditions and the power of ritual. You know, a moon circle is exactly what it sounds like. A group of people gathering in the evening to harness the potent energy of the moon. You know, typically new moons and full moons have the most energy, but Katie, I want to really have you tell our listeners more about moon circles, because it sounds very magical, right? And so so tell us a little bit about, you know, how do you conduct your moon circles?
So I love that you use the word magic, because they definitely are magical in the sense that the group support that's there is usually what makes it the most magical. Circles are, well, the way that I do them, I feel like they are less, I like to use the term woo-woo. It's a term used by people who consider certain spiritual things very like out there. And so I feel like I do circles less woo-woo than some people might do. I try to keep them as a practical grounding tool for mostly women. Men are definitely welcome, but it tends to be women who end up coming to them. But they are a perfect way to, I guess, they're a perfect way to form some rituals around what's happening in our universe. So whether it's moon related or seasonally, so you know, within our own world, obviously shifts that happen each season create different energies, and so moon circles are a way for people to get together to support each other in the particular energy of that time, whether it's the full moon, the new moon, or you know, suddenly we're shifting from fall to winter or something like that. In a circle. We do sometimes literally sit in a circle, but sometimes it's just basically everybody scattered about the living room in my house or something like that. And we'll do some journaling. We might do some playing around with tarot cards. There have been times where everybody, because I have enough decks that usually if there's 5 to 10 women there, then we'll be, everybody gets a deck or they share. People can draw a card and they will draw based on that card, or they'll, you know, do some self-reflection based on that card as well. Occasionally I'll go around and just like talk about the card with the person. Otherwise, like it's a lot of journaling, a lot of talking with each other based on our journal answers. If people feel like sharing, they don't have to. And then occasionally there will be a ritual tied in depending on what is common around that time of year or around a full moon or new moon. So if a circle is around a new moon, new moons are a great time to set intentions. The moon is now going to grow, and with that your intention can grow until the next full moon. And so we will do intention setting where everybody gets a slip of paper. We usually write down 1 to 3 intentions that we want to carry with us through to the next full moon. And then we will submerge the pieces of paper in water as a way of like releasing those intentions, or we'll burn the pieces of paper, but that's less common when setting intentions. Burning happens during full moon when people need to release something. So the idea is to kind of like write down things you want to let go of, and then the burning of it is a way of releasing that from you.
And I think that's, and I love that you use the, you know, the woo-woo, because I tend to say the same thing, is that when we think of things that are not the norm, right? So if we think of book clubs, networking, mom's nights, or, you know, wine Wednesdays, right? So they're just another form of getting together and really focusing on ourselves for a moment. And if you think about it, it's not that woo-woo in the common, because how many times people say, oh, it's a full moon, or it must be a full moon, because there is that energy surrounding the shifts. And just like when people are, you know, the time changes, well, there's that whole energy shift. And it's really about the supportive environment that encourages the open up, the discussing of fears, the personal struggles, and getting deep. And if we can take the name out of it, right? I kind of, when I talk about meditation, I say the same thing. Some people of different religions might say, well, what is that? You know, people are using beads and they're chanting, and you know, they don't understand it because they're not familiar with it. And right or wrong, and people will have a different difference of opinion, but I say, what if you're Catholic and you're using a rosary and you're reciting a prayer? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. It's the, you're doing something to calm your spirit, you're calm yourself, and going through that intention. And a lot of these things that people might consider a little woo-woo, they're not, right? There's just a matter of using the writing, the affirmations, the mantras to set those intentions and focus on manifesting your desires.
Yeah. And it's a form of checking in, again, going back to this idea of sacred rituals or keeping things cyclical. It's a way of checking in with yourself while also staying in tune with nature and staying mm-hmm. in tune with the way that our world naturally moves. And there are common energies that come up on a ritualistic basis, on a cyclical basis. And paying attention to that is very empowering and helps us have a more empowering check-in with ourselves throughout the year. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's like you said, it's a way of showing up for yourself, right? You're honoring what you need every day. Because you really can't give to others what you can't give to yourself.
Yeah.
And if you're showing more love to yourself, you're going to show more love to other people. And that's what some of these connections bring to us. You know, they allow us to be more brave, to be more authentic, and really be more compassionate, not only for yourself, but for those around you, your community, your work. And, you know, if we could get that kind of ripple effect across the world, you know, what a better place this would be.
Yeah. And it also is for presence. And that's another big reason why I love tarot and journaling and circles, is because it creates a moment to be present with the self or with others if it's a circle related thing, but then also present just with your immediate environment and what it's doing.
Yeah, to be in that moment, right? To be mm-hmm. be able to be reflect. And I think that is why some of these tools are so important, right? It's a form of self-care because it allows for self-reflection and self-empowerment, which can only do you good, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so if somebody's interested in maybe reaching out and participating in a moon circle, does it have to be, because of course, in our environment that we are right now, have you ever done one virtually?
So I have not started them virtually yet. However, I have been considering starting it up in the fall because I miss them dearly. Mm-hmm. It's been, I think, since last fall since I have done another one. So I do hope to start making them virtual. And when I do that, I will have dates up on my website so that people will be able to send me an email if they need, and I can send the link when it's time.
That's awesome. So your website again?
www.katiedaixon.net. KATYDAIXON.
You read my mind. So again, some of non-traditional ways, but you need to get outside your comfort zone. So if you've never tried tarot or moon circles, you know, I would highly recommend it, because it's when we get outside of our comfort zone that the magic truly happens, right? So start getting uncomfy, start growing, and that's when you will be able to really reflect on the things that are holding you back, and then that way you can really let go and live and love even more.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of those things where it's uncomfortable at first, and then after about 5 minutes, you're like, oh, okay, it's just me. It's just me and it's other humans. And, you know, that's at least with circles. But with journaling or tarot, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, there's nothing to be afraid of here. with myself and in a circle situation, while it seems, to some people weird, like, burning of something they want to let go or whatever. Or occasionally we have sat in a circle and held hands and just breathed together, because who doesn't like to take deep breaths? And when you take it together, it's even more powerful. And so sometimes that happens, but it's like, yes, it's weird at first. And yeah, sometimes it's uncomfortable. Even me as a hostess, when that was the first time I tried that, sitting in a circle and having us hold hands and just take some deep breaths together, it was kind of like my mind went, oh, this is strange. I've never done this before. But then it was like, oh, but it's actually just natural. We as humans are here together, breathing together. And, so obviously it's going to be a little different virtually. We could still take deep breaths together, but, it's a good uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's the new normal and just moving forward and realizing that you're doing it for yourself. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll wrap up our discussion with Katie on self-empowerment and self-reflection and truly digging deep. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe at GetRootedRadio.com for other tips and specials. I'd like to welcome back our guest, Katie. Thank you again, Katie, for being here.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
And Zach, I'm going to ask you a question.
All right.
So tell me, what's your sign?
I am a Scorpio.
You're a Scorpio. All right. Yes. So I'm a Leo. And Katie, how about you? What are you?
I am also a Scorpio.
Oh, I'm outnumbered. So we have been all over the board today with self-care tools. And, has there ever really been a term as nebulous as self-care? To some it means you do you. To others it's tied to purchases, maybe skincare, luxury bath, manicures, pedicures, while others maybe see it as taking personal time to develop, as doing something just for you, like taking a decompressing solitary hike, or the other extreme, binge watching a comforting series, or maybe just taking a hot bath. No, but more often it is much more in depth. Now, so if you want to take a listen, I have another self-care podcast in the archives. Go ahead and listen to more of self-care things. But it can be hard to determine what brand of self-care is for you. But in my opinion, it's written in the stars. That's why I asked your guys' signs. So, mm-hmm. Perhaps not literally, but there are different methods of self-care that seem to appeal to certain signs. So, Katie, tell me how you use astrology for self-care, self-empowerment, and self-reflection.
So one of the reasons that I actually started using astrology, or I should say reading it, was because I tended to be kind of closed off to other people. And I've always been a self-reflective person, but astrology helped me go deeper in that aspect to learn a lot more about like what makes me tick. And in doing so, I got curious, obviously, about other people. And so then I started to read their signs and deeper things from their birth charts and stuff like that. And it actually kind of created a radical acceptance of others, like a very deep understanding of sometimes this is just the way people are born. They are this, and that's okay. And it's different than you, and that's also okay. And so, I found it to be an incredible tool for just kind of having deeper compassion and understanding of other humans.
So what have you found, at least for yourself and your sign, for things that you need from a self-reflection, self-care, that you found that were spot on?
So one of the biggest things about Scorpios is their desire for control. And while at times, so anything can be obviously taken to the extreme. So there will be Scorpios who will take control to the furthest extreme and use it very negatively. And then you can use control as a sense of so I can be very orderly. I can be a good planner. I can make sure that my schedule is set up just right and just so that my life makes sense for me and makes me feel calm in the process of things. And so definitely one of the things that I had learned though was in times of feeling very overwhelmed or my life is chaos, I will try to over control to the point of negativity for myself and others. And so learning and knowing that about myself has helped me understand that I need things that are going to help me let go of control. And that's in everything. It's I married a man who is very laid back. He helps me be more laid back. I do yoga. So instead of, which is funny because you need a lot of control in yoga with your body, but it's the holding of that control that then allows you to release. And so different things like that, gentle movement things, gentle walks, anything that doesn't feel overly controlled helps me kind of let that part of myself go for just a little bit.
Yeah. And I think that's what's so interesting. It's kind of like when you see something in someone else and it gets you very frustrated, many times it's because that is something about yourself that you may not like, but may not even realize it. I mean, I've done it with my son. He's doing something and I'm like, oh my gosh, why are you doing that? And I'd get so frustrated and so irritated, and it would come out that I was mad at him. And it wasn't that I was mad or upset with him. It was, I've taught you this bad habit. I cannot stand that I do that, but I do it. So now I've shown you that it's okay to do that. And it's not okay to do that. Don't do that.
Yeah.
And so it's that and when I really learned about myself that when I get uncharacteristically upset with somebody, which may seem for no reason at all, it's probably because they're doing something that I don't like about myself. And I'm taking out my anger or frustration on them. And that was a big moment for me, to realize that. And I could then readjust how I reacted, right? It's not always what happens to you. It's how we respond. And I think the same thing just with when it comes to astrology and seeing different ways. Granted, you know, it's like stereotyping. We never want to stereotype a person, but there are certain things that are so spot on.
Yeah. Well, and if you ever, you know, there's always going to be the horoscopes in newspapers or magazines or something that are a couple sentences long, and they're always so stereotypical and most of the time not entirely true. But then if you really break down, you know, like you said, there are stereotypes for each sign, you know, those are stereotypes for a reason because they tend to be like a blanket characteristic that these people have, depending on their sign. But when you do a birth chart of somebody where you type in, you know, their birth date, their birth time, even the location of where they were born, that's a picture of how the stars were like mapped out the moment of your birth. So where all the stars, planets, constellations and everything were at the moment you were born. And then that creates more unique individuals. And so when you really dig even deeper into astrology, you end up finding that each person has their own little things about them that's very unique, despite having like, oh, okay, I'm a Scorpio, Zach's a Scorpio. And so we might have some things in common with our Scorpio natures, but when it comes to the rest of our birth chart, that's where all the little nuances come in that make us different. And, you know, so, and then from there you get into like compatibility between like, why are friends, you know, cool with this particular stuff and why are this relationship this way? And, you know, kind of start matching things up. So it's pretty fascinating.
And I think that's what people need to understand. There's so much more than just what's your sign, right? And it's getting that, really diving deep and digging deep into it. And you could, I mean, we could probably spend a whole episode just talking about birth charts and everything. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I think just to really wrap it up, it's been such a pleasure to have Katie with us today. And tell us again, if they want to learn more about journaling or tarot, moon circles, and astrology, and the different ways that they can assist with self-care, self-empowerment, and self-reflection, how can folks reach you again, Katie?
So I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/KatieDaixon, KatieDaixon. And then Instagram, it's the same as Facebook. So instagram.com/ Katie Daixon. And then my website is www.katiedaixon.net.
Wonderful. Thank you again for joining us today, Katie. It has been a great pleasure. And I wanted to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode or want to listen to it again, go to getrootedradio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? If the answer is no, take time to think about what you need to do and then take action to make that answer a yes. One way to take action is to set up your free Empower Hour call with me. No charge, no obligations. Go to getrootedradio.com to find out how you can take action. And our next upcoming series of The Rooted Life begins on August 4th. You don't want to miss it. Go to the getrootedradio.com, The Rooted Life tab, to sign up today. Thank you again, everybody. I hope you have an amazing day.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you have missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.